on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Two nice meetings to dissect today. We've got Terang during the day and the Valley tonight. Hucker will be looking after the Valley and Harry White. Terang, how are you, H?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. What do you make of the Terang meeting? We're racing on a good four and the rail's true.
Quite like the look of the meeting. There's a couple of horses that I'm quite keen to have a bet on, so hopefully that means winners.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it to find these winners because we want to build the bank before a massive weekend of racing. And we start off with the first over, 1,850 metres. Take out the 12. The favourite here is Trade Fair Express. It's at $4.20, and this is the high weight race. So Equine Philosopher is at $5.50, Skytrain $5.50 as well. Who do you like in the first?
I'm going with the favourite, Trade Fair Express. Comes across from WA, boasts 10 minor placings from 16 starts. Does draw a little bit wide, but's likely to go forward. Hasn't been past the mile, but the form around him from over in Perth stacks up well enough to win a race like this. 8 to beat 11, Skytrain. Got to the line well second up at Mortlake. Looks one of the better chances based on that effort. Golden Able was only average last start in a high weight over 2,200, but maybe that was just a bit too far from the mile trip two back where he held his ground okay at the Valley. And Raging Water second up and over this trip looks ideal. Next best, 8, 11, 3, 7.
8, 11, 3 and 7. Race 2, another high weight. We can take out 3, 10 and 11. The favourite here, Kobe Princess, $2.60 under the bridge, $5. Rendlesham is at $6 and then Bambolina at $6.50. Is the favourite the way to go here? It's been well supported into $2.60.
I think it is. I think the market's got it pretty spot on. I like the way Kobe Princess won last start at Benalla. She'd shown enough beforehand for me to stick with her. Prior to last start, hadn't won for a couple of years, but was consistently around the mark. She could probably notch up a double here. Thought it might have been a couple of runs early for Under the Bridge to win first up, but he was really good when he did win and could definitely go on with it. 72 kilos is the new challenge. Rendlesham was runner-up to Under the Bridge, has a weight swing in his favour between the pair, so goes in the mix. And I've put Bambolina in as next best. 6-1, 12-5.
6-1, 12 and 5 in the second. Race 3 over the 1,000. Take out 1, 2, 8, 15, 19. Master Bartholdi is the favourite at 270. McPrice McKent. Now, strategy. This is the $1.7 million purchase from Lloyd Kennewell. I think it was, if it wasn't the sale top, it would have been mighty close to the Magic Millions earlier this year. It's been scratched a few times, but it finally makes its racetrack debut today at $5. Simmer Marshall at $6. Crocodile Dundee is at $7. Firstly, what strategy shown you at the jump outs?
I thought that the jump outs have been pretty good. The last one was quite good, and I'm interested to see what's under the hood of a $1.7 million horse, so I'm going to put him on top. I don't love the draw, but I think it's a fairly modest maiden, and to justify that price tag, probably should be winning a race like this. To beat Master Bartholdi, just went way too hard first up. For the thrill seekers diving into $1.55, they were left with a sour taste in their mouth despite a good effort, considering another wide draw he has to overcome, but with even luck back a shade in trip. Probably deserved favourite on exposed form. Crocodile Dundee has jumped out soundly for his return, sporting blinkers here for the first time, and the Simon Wilde debutant Smiler Marshall has jumped out okay as well. But yeah, let's go with strategy. 9, 7, 6, and 5.
9, 7, 6, and 5. Race number 4 is over the 1,200. A fillies and mares maiden. Take out 8, 13, 14, 17, 19, 20. Fear Her. Well, Fear Her is the favourite here for Maddie Kamani at 370. Bad Influence, $5. Terreris at $5.50. And Isonomous is at $6.50. Who are you with here?
I'm with Fear Her. Had a stable swap after a luckless run at Cranbourne. Forgive and forget job for mine. Was underwhelming first up prior, but maybe just needed the run. She's drawn well. This is a winnable race. I'm happy to have her on top. To beat Terreris has jumped out quite well leading into this. Likely to go forward despite drawing a bit wide. She does look well placed here. Bad Influence could be the big improver from last prep based on recent jump outs. Big respect for her out of an astute stable. And Magnetic Jewel has had no jump out to reference, but goes in the mix based on efforts from her first preparation. 12-7-9-4.
12, 7, 9 and 4. Race number 5, scratchings here are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 and 20. In this race, Furamond is the favourite. A first starter from the Lindsay Smith stable into 3.30, being well supported. Aldridge at 3.40, acceleration 6.50. And earlier in the week when I spoke to Lindsay Smith, he did mention this 4-year-old gelding by See the Moon as one of his best of the weekend coming up. What have you been able to see of this first starter?
I thought that the jump outs were quite well. Obviously, the market support's there. I've had a few texts actually saying to get on the horse. Goes in the mix. I'm just siding with one basically because of a better price. Number 4, Cardinia. It's been consistent without winning. Just looks over the odds at double figures. Goes forward from a good draw. That's advantageous at Terang. If you want to play something at a price, here you go. If not, I would not knock anyone going with Lindsay Smith with Furamond. Jump outs have been good, as I said. Aldridge has the winkers going on, maps well from a good gate. It's a nice race for him too. And acceleration has also shown ability at the jump outs. 4.3.7.2.
4.3.7.2 in the fifth. The next race at Terang today is race number 6, and this is the first leg of the quarter. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,400, takeout 7. Sticking Point is the favourite in an open race at 4.20 from the Stars. $5, Olympic Oath $6, and Tippy Witch is at $7. How many this first leg in the quaddie?
We'll go my top four selections in just to hopefully get through this leg. I am with the open favourite, Sticking Point. Was just beaten by Fitter Horses first up. We'll derive benefit from that, as well as appreciating the step up to the 7 furlongs. She's a second up winner last prep, albeit in maiden grade, but proved competitive in 64 grade company thereafter. I'm hoping they use an inside draw and go forward. Choose who I want to back. Bond Spot negates top weight with Alana Kelly claiming 2 kilos. Has been racing well lately. A horse he beat 2 back has subsequently won 2 on the trot, so that reads pretty well. Brome the Stars has sucked me in her last 2. She's got talent and wouldn't surprise, but I'll risk her on top, not to be left out of quaddy calculations, however. And Olympic Oath also goes in the quaddy and in for 4th. 9.1.5.2.
9, 1, 5, and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg is a 58 over 1,400. Takeout 1, 3, and 8. Dance Ready is the favourite at 3.40. Witchful Thinking 3.50. Rue Royale 4.80. And then we're out to Regal Ballerina at 6.50. They're the four under double figure odds in this race. Do we need all four?
They're my four picks, but I am trimming up this leg with just the top two in the market. Concede Dance Ready hasn't always been the punter's pal, but he is today because this is a perfect race for him to get a win. Slow away first up, but closed off well into fourth, about a length off the winner. Yet to miss the minor money in 2 second up runs. The extra trip here suits. Clean getaway means more forward in the run. Ticks plenty of boxes, he wins. The only other one in the quarter is Witchful Thinking, pulled up with a throat issue first up. When right, she's above this grade, so respect that. And if you're on last start, you can go again. Rue Royale, third up, and could be ready to fire over this trip. And Regal Ballerina finally broke maiden status last start after 7 minor placings from 14 runs. Can place here again. 2, 5, 9, and 13.
2, 5, 9, and 13. And then we move to race number 8. Which is the Mockingbird, which is the favourite. Take out 2, 3, 4 and 14. The Mockingbird's at $2.30. Chloe's Day's at $5. Sumeringo's at $8. So it's a firm favourite here. Is this a trim-up leg of the quaddie?
I'm going to put 3 in. I don't have any knock on the Mockingbird, but I'm going with Chloe's Day, who's third up and ready to fire over the mile now. She was playing last start, but let's just put that down to second-up syndrome. She ran well over this trip third up last prep, albeit in maiden grade. Her best form reads well enough for a race like this. 3 kilos shaved off with a claimer engaged. That horse goes on top of the Mockingbird. Closed off strongly first up, will appreciate the mile. Also yet to miss the minor money in 2 second up runs. She's got the class of the field and is probably deserved favourite. Kalili Ace is the other one I'm putting in the quaddie just as a knockout hope at odds. And Russian Fighter, next best and wider exotics if you want to play that way. 13, 8, 11, 5.
13, 8, 11, 5, and in the last race at Terang today, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,200, takeout 3, 4, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Shiloh Lass is the favourite. Mike Moroney gave it a good push this morning at 4.20. Samusu is at 4.40. Echo Boom at $4.80. And Rome at $6. The only 4 under double figure odds. How do we come home?
I think it's an open race, so I'm siding with some value. Number 9, Millennial Girl, resuming for a new stable. Couldn't find a jump out to reference, but she did win first up last prep, and it was at Track and Trip, albeit in maiden grade. Form suggests she needs to get her toe in the ground, but the reality is she's only had 2 starts on a good surface, and they were both in stronger benchmark 64 races. She'll go forward from a low draw, should get every chance. At a decent price, I'm happy to have a go. To beat Echo Boomer, resumes yet to miss the minor money in 3 first up runs. Shiloh Lass was modest first up, but she is better than that and can definitely bounce back, dropping back to this grade. And Samusu is another hope who goes into the quaddy. 9, a bit of value ahead of 11, 10 and 13.
All right, 9, a little bit of value in the last leg of the quaddy. Before we get your quaddy selections, where's the best in the play of the day?
Best bet, I'm going to go with race 7, number 2, Dance Ready. The value comes up in the last race, 9, number 9, Millennial Girl. Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 5 and 9. We trim up the second leg with numbers 2 and 5 only. Third leg 8, 11 and 13. And the last leg 1, 9, 10, 11 and 13. Play of the day, short and sweet, Zach Spain to win the Jockey Challenge at $2.40.
$2.40, Zach Spain. Love your Jockey Challenge best of the day. They keep you entertained throughout the afternoon. Good punting today, H.
Thanks, Michael.
Harry White, you'll get all these selections on rsn.net.au. Quick break, Hucker back with the Valley tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview, racing at the Valley tonight with Ray Huxley. Good morning, Hucker. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. And, yeah, good meeting. And as you have already mentioned, wonderful meeting at Ballarat tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to your selection tomorrow because I'm sure you found some value, as you always do, but we need to build the bank tonight at the Valley, and there's a few shorties at the Valley. A well-back favourite in the first, which is Passionate Lass, into $2.10, and an interesting runner, Kuna Magic, having its first start for Matty Elton Simon Zara after a gobsmacking win on debut at the Sapphire Coast, is the second favourite at $4.40, and then we're out to Nailey at $5.50. Who did you like in the first?
Yeah, I've gone with Passionate Lass. She was very good at Mornington when she made her debut. She drew barrier 1, which was a big help. She was able to slide through without doing any work and lead them. She was under a bit of pressure coming to the turn, but you have to like the way that she responded in the straight. And she drew clear and won by almost 2 lengths. It was a good win. That was also over 1,200 metres. So we know that she can run the trip quite strongly. The danger, I think, is the one above her, Martini Special, who did much the same thing at its debut. It led all the way in a maiden and won very well. That was only a 1,000-metre maiden. Both of them led all the way. They might get into a little bit of a hectic go for the early lead here with the drawn barriers 1 and 2. But Passionate Lass, with the run over the 1,200 metres, gets the nod narrowly ahead of Martini Special. Then we go right down to Nali. Will Clarkin's brought this filly over here after a maiden win, and number 1, Kuna Magic. But I think it'll be pretty hectic early. 3 from 2, 9 and 1.
Race number 2 is over the mile. The scratchings are 1, 10, 12, 14, 15. Mimi's Award is the 290 favourite ahead of Evie Girl at 420. And who's your pappy at 440, who Dave Eustace said was their best tonight? Who are you with in the second?
Yeah, I'm with Dave there. It's good to hear that he's so keen on it. It was a good run at Swan Hill at second start in the race. It drew barrier 13, and the jockey had... little choice. He went right back at the start, and he was near last approaching the home turn. Then he took off and went very, very wide on the home turn, and then halfway up the straight, he really hit gear, and he flashed home, only got beaten a half length, and was really hitting the line very, very strongly. And that is where they put blinkers on this bloke for the first time, and this time he's drawn a better barrier, a much better barrier in barrier 2. So Chances are he won't get anything like as far back as what he did at Swan Hill, and I think he'll be very hard to beat here. It's an open type of race. I go 3, 9, 5, and 2.
3, 9, 5, and 2 in the second. Race 3, take out 4 and 12. Desert Dream is the favourite, $3.70. Katsuma's $6. Il Divo, $6.50, Hugger.
Yeah, it's a tough race, mate. Look, I finished up with the top one, Desert Dreamer. He was a bit unlucky when he ran third here last start. Should have nearly won with a clear run. That was his best effort on a dry track. I've got this horse marked down as a better horse on wet ground, but his run on the good track here last time was very good. So I've gone back to him. I don't particularly like the race, but if he has any luck in running and he's got the 3 kilo claim, then number one Desert Dreamer, I think, is the one to beat. Okotox is a horse who runs on quite well in its races, so I'll put it in for second, and then we go to 5 and 2. 1, 3, 5, 2.
1, 3, 5, and 2. Race number 4 has been knocked around by scratchings, leaves 4 runners. Take out 2, 4, and 6. And Meteorite, absolutely flew at the Valley last time, smashing the clock in the 55. And here it is again at $1.60. Rock Tycoon, $3.40. Grandview Avenue, $5.50. And the outside of Nevada Dane. Do you take the $1.60, Meteorite?
I think I would. I would think that he's around about a $1.30 chance, really. Particularly on his win here on the 2nd of October, when, as you mentioned, he ran 54-54. I mean, that is absolutely flying. And he won by 5 lengths and looked to have something up his sleeve. Carried 59 kilos. He drops a kilo on the weight he carried that night. And then he won at Sale and then ran a very game fourth at Flemington last start when he tried to lead all the way over 1,100 metres. He'll be too quick for them here. And $1.60, yeah, I might put that in an all-up bet somewhere. I think he'll be winning. I put in Rock Tycoon. He won all right last start, but he wasn't meeting anything like Meteorite. And then 1 and 7, 5, 3, 1, 7.
5, 3, 1, 7. First leg of the quaddie is race number 5 over 1,200. Take out 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Zuga Zem is the favourite, $3.90. Harpooner, $5. Corner Pocket, also $5. And then you're out to Hillcrest Moses at $6.50. A few chances in this first leg of the quaddie. Who do you like?
Yeah, when you were talking to Lindsay Smith, I heard you mention it before. He didn't mention Corner Pocket by chance.
No, the one he declared tonight has been scratched, which was coming up in race 7. It was Kissinger, so I'm not sure why Kissinger's been scratched, but that was the Friday night, didn't it?
No, that was, he didn't get around.
Look out for it, because that was his best of the night.
Yeah, it would have won too. A very, very, very nice horse. But I like his horse here, Corner Pocket. I think he's an improving horse. It was a good win last time, and of the three or four main chances, he's drawn all right. He comes into barrier 5 now. With a rail out 7 metres, you don't want to be wide here tonight. 7 metres, it's usually particularly early in the night. Front runners do have a nice advantage. Corner Pocket did a good job at Hamilton. He settled second, took the lead on the turn, kicked away and won like a good horse, and Lindsay's put the blinkers on him here, so I think he'll go forward. He's a promising type by Toronado, who's proving a great sire, and I'll put the 4 on top here. From number 1, Harpooner's got the advantage of barrier 1 and a claim, and then 3 and 2, they've both got good chances, but they're drawn 9 and 10. They're going to need a little bit of luck. Last time they both ran well here, but they both had good barriers. Not so lucky tonight. 4 from 1, 3 and 2.
4 from 1, 3 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg of the quaddie over the 1,600. Take out 5, 6 and 10. And Tragic has been just that for favourite backers. Just cannot win a race. Gets a good chance again tonight, though, at 2.15. Night Witch is 4.20. Sophie's Revenge, 6.50. Are you backing up on Tragic?
Yeah, I think tonight's the night. He's a very, very honest, consistent horse. And, gee, meets a pretty ordinary lot here. The only danger, I think, is Night Witches, who he beat home by about 2 lengths at Flemington last start. So I think he'll beat him again. I think they're the two chances in the race. I go 8 and 9. They're the only two I'm taking in the quaddy ahead of 3 and 2, 8, 9, 3, 2.
8, 9, 3 and 2 in the second leg of the quaddy. The third leg of the quaddy, take out 4, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16. Thought of That is the favourite at 380. Robe Bay, 380. Crimson Ace is at $5. And Trent Busterton said that was his best of the weekend when I spoke to him the other day. So good value there. And then you're out to Hunboshi at $7.
Yeah, it all depends here on Thought of That, number two, what sort of mood he's in. If he feels like turning it on tonight, I think he can lead all the way, particularly with the rail out 7 metres. If he leads, he's going to be very, very hard to run down. Robe Bay, number 10, he's a horse I'm used to speaking about on Saturday mornings at the Provincials. He's earned a trip at, he's earned a crack at a race like this, so I'll put him in for second and then 9 and 3, 2, 10, 9, 3.
2, 10, 9, and 3, and the last is a benchmark 64 over the 1,000. We take out 9, 10, and 13, and Vow Master was really good on debut for Chris Waller. He's in tight now, though. $1.85 favourite, yep, in the last, and then you're out to $8 for High Risk.
Yeah, well, he was not only very good, he was spectacular winning on debut. He tailed out. He was about 2 or 3 lengths behind the second last horse, and he just went boom around them and won easily. He's a horse with a heap of ability. I don't want to be taking odds on, but I think he'll probably win the race. 11 from 6, 3 and 4.
11 from 6, 3 and 4. So a couple of shorties tonight at the Valley. How do we play it?
Yeah, look, I think Tragic will win tonight. I've made him the best. Race 6, number 8, Tragic. I think the value is in race 5, number 4, Corner Pocket. Meteorite will win the 4th at $1.60. Still, that's not bad if you want to link him other than All Up. So, Quadrella, 1, 2, 3, 4, second leg, 8 and 9, third leg, 2, 3, 9, 10, last leg, 3, 4, 6 and 11. Best at Ballarat tomorrow, Michael. Race 9, number 4, Whipcracker Way. I was praying that he would be scratched tonight and not take on Meteorite and run at Ballarat, and that's what's happened. So I'll be into race 9, number 4, Whipcracker Way tomorrow, and a good outsider in the Ballarat Cup, number 7, Pacadali. Much better run than it reads on paper at Sandown last up.
Yeah, spoke to Matty Raymond yesterday. About $14, Pacadali. Haka, good luck tonight and tomorrow.
Good, thanks, Mike.